You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
52 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you as we're coming to you from the New York Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge. Of course, you can always reach me. Just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. In fact, let's do that right now with a number of your emails. Here's one from Ellen and Steve Rosenbaum, who write, "We've had a problem getting a refund from Air Canada for a flight we'd scheduled for July 9th to Toronto. We, of course, could not travel as the Canadian government closed the border. We contacted Air Canada several times, and they are refusing to refund our money, about $1,000, only offering a voucher. We are in our late 70s with medical conditions. This is going to be our last big trip, and it is doubtful we will ever get to use the vouchers. We've also contacted the U.S. Department of Transportation with no success. We were wondering if there's anything you can do to suggest." Well, first of all, thank you for writing in. Second of all, this is not an unusual story for us, especially dealing with Air Canada. They have behaved miserably. Want to hear that word again? Miserably and irresponsibly in this case, because there is that U.S. Department of Transportation rule that says if the airline cancels your flight, you're entitled to a full refund, no matter what kind of ticket you bought, back to your original form of payment. Air Canada has refused to issue refunds. They're hiding behind what they say are government regulations in Canada that allow them to issue a voucher in lieu of cash, even though it was a flight operated from the United States and they're under the US DOT rules. The US DOT has done nothing other than expressing concern, even though it's a violation of existing rules. They're not doing an enforcement action. In Canada, however, the government did step in and said to Air Canada and WestJet, by the way, the other Canadian carrier, that if you want the government to bail you out, you're going to have to refund the money. However, they qualified that by saying only to Canadian citizens. So that's the first step in setting precedent. Because once that precedent is set, there are legal cases against Air Canada right now in the U.S. that will use that ruling to basically justify the refund for you as well. At this point, all I can tell you is wait. It's winding its way through the courts. There's little that the US DOT is going to do unless we get the new administration and they change their anti-regulatory approach to something that should be a regulatory approach, and that is to enforce the rules that you yourselves made. So we're not that far from the inauguration. For those of you who want to get angry at me, I'm not making a political statement. I'm giving you a pragmatic report. The current U.S. Department of Transportation has done very little to enforce their own rules. That's an intentional move on their part, whether it's this or even making masks mandatory on flights. That, I believe, is about to change with the incoming administration, and that will benefit passengers like the Rosenbaum. So stay tuned. Hopefully I'll have good news for you sometime in February. Here's one from Lynn Setyan, who writes, I love how you cook. I saw you on the cooking channel and you made artichoke hearts. Please send me the recipe. Lynn, I don't know how to tell you this. I'm a terrible cook and I've never been on the cooking channel. But if you want me to send the recipe, it'll be with a disclaimer saying call the fire department because I would blow up the artichoke hearts. I really would. All right. I can do some basic barbecuing and I do a mean grilled cheese sandwich, but I've never been on the cooking channel. And you got the wrong Greenberg here. I do not cook artichoke hearts. I just thought I'd mention that because Lynn wrote me. All right. Now, a lot of you are talking about getting refunds again. It's still going on. We're talking about $8 billion that's being held by airlines, tour operators, and travel providers that should rightfully go back to you, as it's happened with the Tim Bolt who wrote in. A bunch of us guys had a snowmobile trip planned to Montana next month, but due to COVID, needed to cancel. American Airlines would not issue a credit, but only a travel voucher. Is there anything I can do or say to receive a credit rather than a travel voucher, which is only good until December 31st, 2021? Well, I'm going to give you some good news, Tim. Normally, when an airline issues a travel voucher, it's good from a year from the moment you bought the ticket. So if you bought a ticket, let's say, in November, for a ticket in April, people do that, and all of a sudden they only want to give you a voucher, that voucher is only good until November, not the next April. It's only 12 months from the time you bought the ticket. The airlines got caught with their pants down on this one, and some airlines have done the right thing, American being one of them, by extending the validity of the ticket anywhere from 12 to 18 months. So having a validity of that voucher for another year through 2021 is a pretty good deal. And something tells me, under the circumstances, you're going to find a way to use that voucher between now and next December. So hang in there. It's maybe not what you wanted, but here's the thing. You canceled. Remember what I always say. If you cancel the flight, you're going to get the voucher. If they cancel the flight, then they're obligated to give you the refund. But whenever people preemptively, even with the best of intentions, cancel, that's what ends up happening. It's the voucher. With the exception of Air Canada and WestJet, which just behaved miserably. All right? And anybody from Air Canada or WestJet who wants to debate me on that, you know where to find me. Peter at petergreenberg.com. I'll have you come on the show. Give me a legitimate reason why you're not doing the responsible thing and refunding people's money on flights that you canceled. Not flights that I canceled. Not flights that the passenger canceled. The flights that you canceled. It's really irresponsible. So we're watching that court case in Canada very carefully, because once it's adjudicated, and it will be, and the government rule right now on the bailout saying if you want the bailout, you're going to have to refund the money, is a good indication of what's going to happen in the U.S. with or without the current U.S. Department of Transportation. So again, email me your questions, Peter at petergreenberg.com, and we'll answer them right here on the show. That music means we're out of time for this hour, but stick around. We got a whole lot more coming from the New York Marriott, right at the Brooklyn Bridge, right here in New York. Back with more of Eye on Travel right after this.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.